This month, Rachel Banham met Peter and Steph Shilton. They have together written a new book, Saved. This is a biography and a love story that offers hope to anyone affected by gambling. They told Rachel how they hope their book will change lives. Here is Rosemary Scott with Rachel Banham's questions and Tony Stimson with the answers.
Your book, Saved, amply demonstrates how much you have been through together. Times of great joy and times of great challenges too. What was the catalyst for deciding to write it?
We knew our experience would enlighten so many people following the massive reaction when we spoke publicly for the first time. By writing honestly about his struggles, Peter wants to offer hope to anyone in the depths of despair contemplating suicide. And Steph's experience can support all those struggling to help a gambling addict. It's a hugely needed book.
What was your writing process? Did you write separately or alone?
Steph drafted hers in a local tea room garden last summer. We basically started from the day we met, at the beginning. Initially, we wrote separately, spending hours upon hours in our pyjamas, writing everything by hand. Then we swapped each other's stories. We both find it extremely difficult reliving painful times, and Peter found it particularly painful reading Steph's resurfacing of sad memories.
Who is the book aimed at? Did you have a typical reader in mind when you wrote it?
We wanted the book to be aimed at everyone, addicts, loved ones, and football fans. It's a biography and a love story, and we hope educational and very inspiring.
Saved is a deeply personal book, detailing your happiness when you first met, the dark days of gambling, and also family bereavement. How emotional was it to put those thoughts on paper?
Both of us agreed from the start that the book had to be honest. How we viewed things had to be real. It's very dark and quite ugly in some places, but it's an honest account. There's no fluffing up. And yes, it was emotionally challenging to relive painful memories, and we did share quite a lot of tears together.
Steph writes fondly about her childhood memories of Mersey Island. You have both now made your home at Mersey. What is particularly special about the area to you?
Mersey Island is very rustic and it offers Peter a far slower and quiet pace of life. Sometimes we are cut off from the mainland due to a high tide covering the whole road onto the island. It feels like we can shut off from the world in our own little oasis.
You met at Stoke-by-Nailon Golf Club and recall happy memories of your wedding reception at Hintlesham Hall in Suffolk. Do you have any other links to Suffolk or Norfolk, or favourite places to visit there?
Although we've not had much time to explore Norfolk and Suffolk since we were married in the stunning Hintlesham Hall, we have a wish list of places to visit with our dog Charlie Buttons, including the beautiful North Norfolk coastline and the pretty towns of Southwold and Holt. Hintlesham Hall is where our engagement was publicised. We fell in love with it and so decided it was the perfect setting for our wedding venue.
Saved proves that there is light at the end of the tunnel for gamblers, but that it can be a long road. What do you see as the main problem facing gambling addicts now, and how would you like to see it addressed?
Gambling advertising is the biggest problem for addicts and excruciating for an ex-gambler. Gambling adverts are constantly on phones and TVs, making it so difficult to manage withdrawal after gambling addiction. The government and gambling companies have to take responsibility for ensuring the vulnerable and better protected. Regulations currently don't go far enough. We are passionate about removing gambling advertising on football shirts.
Peter, you have a distinguished career at international and club level football, and a section of Saved is dedicated to your career. What have been the highlights for you in the sport? And to what do you contribute your footballing longevity?
Playing for England at all levels, from schoolboys through to international, while at my hometown club, Leicester City, playing for England in 3 World Cups, my world record of 10 clean sheets in 17 games, my 125 England cap record. My other highlights are winning the First Division, now the Premier League, and 2 European Cups at Nottingham Forest, never forgetting my record 1,005 league appearances. I put my longevity down to hard work, love of the game, lack of serious injuries, and wanting to be the best.
What message would you like readers to take away after reading Saved?
We'd like readers to feel inspired, have a far better understanding of the gambling pitfalls, and how love can conquer all. Most importantly, we want to help save and change lives.
Hopefully, your book will inspire gambling addicts and those close to them to strive for recovery. Do you have plans to offer additional help and support to those affected in the future? And if so, how?
Steph is currently studying for a diploma as a life coach therapist. She hopes to be funded to work with families and loved ones of gambling addicts. Peter will continue to campaign for banning gambling, advertising on football shirts, along with them both pushing the government for urgent changes needed in the current gambling regulations. Peter feels strongly that children need to be educated far more about gambling addiction, something he will continue to strive for.
And finally, what are your hopes and aims, professionally and personally, for 2022?
Peter will have a busy 2022 as the World Cup starts next November. We run a consultancy company which manages all of Peter's public work. Steph, hopefully, will be supporting loved ones. Then we would like to have a well-deserved holiday.
Saved: Overcoming a 45-year gambling addiction by Peter and Steph Shilton is now out, published by Adlib Publishers Limited. Website: www.peter-shilton-consultancy.com.
Thank you, Rosemary and Tony.